Regulatory capture. It's a decades-old theory that's basically a fancy term for what happens when a regulatory government agency gets too cozy with the very industries they were created to regulate. This year, a nonprofit watchdog group in Washington, D.C. has zeroed in on the utility industry and how it influences its state regulators. The Checks and Balances Project launched the initiative in February, and it's focusing on at least seven states, one of them being Arizona. In recent weeks, it's turned into a fiery brawl with the Arizona Corporation Commission over Commissioner Bob Stump's text messages.
There's an expectation that if you're a member of the Arizona Corporation Commission, that you'll be impartial and act on behalf of the public.
That's Scott Peterson, the executive director of Checks and Balances.
But the Arizona Corporation Commission seems to be going to extraordinary lengths not to give the public access to public records.
Through a public records request, Peterson learned that leading up to the primary election last August, Stump exchanged hundreds of text messages with an Arizona public service official, current commissioners Tom Farese and Doug Little, who at the time were running for office, and the head of the Arizona Free Enterprise Club, a so-called dark money group. This was happening when that same dark money group was spending millions of dollars trying to help Farese and Little get elected. APS is widely believed to be the source of that cash, and Peterson wants to see the actual text messages during that time. He'd also like to know who Stump was texting an average 70 times a day during the controversial net metering debate in 2013 involving APS and solar companies. And here's how Peterson's attorney, Dan Barr, summarized the commission's response.
The commission's sort of final response is, well, yes, he used his cell phone to conduct public business, but he's deleted those messages. Too bad, so sad, those messages don't exist anymore.
But in fact, they do, according to a leading forensic expert that Peterson hired. All they need is an hour with Stump's cell phone to extract the metadata and recover the text. If that doesn't happen by 5 p.m. today, Barr says he'll immediately file a lawsuit in hopes of getting a subpoena.
It doesn't matter whether he's texting or emailing or writing written letters and sending by snail mail. They're all public records. And if they exist, then we have a right of access to them.
Jody Jarek, the commission's executive director, says they will respond by the deadline, but declined further comment. She did provide the most recent letter the commission's outside attorney, David Cantelmi, sent to Peterson earlier this month. Cantelmi said Stump did nothing wrong by deleting the text, citing a certain records retention law. And either way, he can't hand over something that just doesn't exist. Regardless, former Commissioner Bill Mundell says it violates Arizona Administrative Code when a commissioner privately communicates with somebody involved in an open case or hearing. And when they do, he says it raises questions of bias and unfairness.
The commissioners are like judges. They're not legislators, and they're not supposed to have one-on-one conversations with any of the parties to a proceeding on matters of substance. If Commissioner Stump has nothing to hide, why is he fighting so hard to keep the text secret?
Stump wasn't available for an interview because, according to Jarek, he's out of town. Christina Hansen, KJAZZ News.